around this area, most of the roads, what about the surface? What are most of them made out of?
Asphalt.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Any other types out there? Do you ever see any roads around here made out of this hard white stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah, but we just, they don't make the roads out of them. They just put crushed shells. You know, they just spread them because they, down here, they wash all washes away. They have to constantly do that.
Yeah, but no concrete or?
Not mixed with it, I mean.
You have any roads that are have a surface just maybe a crushed rock, something like that?
The old rock road's the only one. Okay. But then it's like every, it's just a regular dirt road.
So, if you were out of it, riding around in the country on the main road and came across a little road that goes off the main road, mm-hmm. what would you call that?
Just a side road.
Side road. Yeah. Or, say, on a farm out in the pasture, when the cows come in from the pasture, they might follow the same way every time until they wear it down.
Mm-hmm.
What might that be?
Path.
Yeah. Or, say, a place, something that goes off the main road up to a man's house. You would call that a...
Yeah, I call all of that a yard or a driveway,
right.
But you drive into the yard.
Okay. Or in a residential area, the place where the pedestrians walk alongside the street.
Is the road. And down here. Yeah. But we do have one sidewalk.
One sidewalk.
Right there.
Two sidewalks.
You walk in the road.
Yeah. Well, at the sidewalk over here, is there, or in other places, sometimes a strip of grass between the street and
no,
the sidewalk?
No, you don't have, the roads aren't about wide enough down here.
But you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard that called anything? The strip of grass?
Not really.
Really?
If I did, I worked in Mobile, they have them up there, but I can't remember.
Ever heard it called tree lawn?
What?
Tree lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Say this expression, if I were walking out in the country and I saw a crow getting after some farms, a farm of corn,
mm-hmm.
I might reach down and pick up a...
Just a rock?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sling it at him.
Or any other term maybe besides sling it at him or...
Throw
it
mm-hmm.
at him. What about chunk?
Yeah, and that's used a lot. Uh-huh. It's not commonly used down here, but I've heard. I mean, you know, growing up, you always chunk it.
Chunk it. It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Or say this expression: if you go to somebody's house and he's not there, they might say, "No, he's not
at home."
Or if somebody came to visit your husband and you were working out in the yard, you might say, "Well, he's not out here, he's in the kitchen."
Just inside the kitchen.
This beverage that a lot of people like to drink for breakfast or other parts of the day.
Coffee.
You drink that?
Yeah.
Addicted. Well, how do you drink your coffee? Say if you were ordering it at a restaurant, you say,
I'd like some coffee.
Do you drink anything with
just
it?
Sugar.
Yeah, but when people drink their coffee without anything in it at all, how do they?
Black coffee.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Heard anything besides black?
Uh-uh.
Straight?
Uh-uh.
Barefooted?
Uh-uh.
Or say if somebody is not going away from you, you say he's coming right
here.
Or he's coming not away
toward
from
me.
You.
He's coming.
Or this expression, if you happen to meet somebody, a friend of yours, you really weren't looking for them, you might say, "Well, I wasn't looking for old so-and-so, I just sort of ran
into him."
Or if a child is given the same name that his father has, you say that the parents named the child
Junior.